all with Dermatol.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Sad news over the weekend. Chinook helicopter goes down in Afghanistan. A helicopter full of Navy SEALs, 25 in fact, 30 Americans in all are killed. 22 of those SEALs were part of that elite team that went in to get bin Laden in that raid back in May. Of course, none of the people that were killed were those that were involved in that raid, but they were connected to it. They were part of that group. So you can imagine how decimated they are now at this point. Not that there aren't other Navy SEALs and others that are coming up through the system. It's an elite corps, very tough to get to that point where you're considered to be a SEAL. You go through the training, and it's very, very rough. I mean, it is truly the best of the best to get to that point. The thing is, it's so sad, certainly for the families, because in an instant, their lives have all been changed. There are children who don't have fathers now, and there are families who have lost sons. You know, the amount of people affected by this is large, and the swath cuts very, very wide. You would assume at some point, probably at the end of the week, the bodies will come back into maybe Andrews Air Force Base, and there would be some sort of a ceremony, maybe, because the amount of people that we're talking about, 30, and the families might be on hand. I don't know. I'm not sure what they'll do for sure. But absolutely, I would assume there would be some kind of recognition. Will we ever know the whole story about what happened there? No, I don't think we'll ever know the whole story. You think of a Chinook and you think of what a Chinook is made of and how vulnerable are helicopters. There's a lot of questions we could attach to this. And then it goes back to Afghanistan and how long we've been in Afghanistan and the fact that there's supposed to be the pullout in 2014. There are some that are pushing for us, meaning the military, to stay there longer. Does this make you, in fact, want to get out of there sooner? I think there are plenty that think that as well. And there were gun battles, apparently, near where the helicopter went down. That is supposedly where they were headed to help the troops that were on the ground that were trapped. They were headed to help them out. But they didn't, obviously they couldn't help them out because they were shot down, believed to be shot down by the Taliban. However, a lot of those details have not been confirmed at this point. But I'd say chalk it up to the insurgents, chalk it up to the Taliban. How do they know, though? How did they know who was on the helicopter? You could ask yourself a lot of questions, certainly, about that. Another big story has to do with the opposite side of our world, the financial side in a different way. The downgrade by the S&P, we lost an A. And what does that mean, losing an A on the ratings board? What does that do? Well, so far what's happened, because remember other markets are open as we're ahead, we're doing the show live and we are ahead of the other markets. The Asian markets are down. In Tel Aviv, their market is down. I think you'll see there will be a lot of rippling effects of this. And U.S. stock futures are certainly tumbling after this huge ratings cut. There's a lot of blame being flung around in Washington and outside of Washington. There's calls for the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, to resign. I mean, I've never been a fan of Geithner's. I think that squarely, it sits partially on his shoulders anyway, because he wasn't the right guy for the job in the first place. This isn't a new drum that I'm beating here. I said this almost from the get-go, and I think this should be his last hurrah. He was screaming and yelling about what was going to happen, and they're trying to blame him on the Tea Party, but he was the one that kept saying about the downgrading, and trying to lift that debt ceiling. But I think that Geithner was ineffective in a lot of things leading up to this, and I would say that there's somebody better that could do that job. Larry Summers is very close to the president. He's part of his financial advisors, I would say. He's a trusted friend, certainly, at this point. And Larry Summers had a reaction to what's now happened and answered the question of, will there be another recession? That's the biggest fear.
S&P's track record has been terrible, and as we've seen this weekend, its arithmetic is worse. There's certainly a risk of recession, but God knows if we hadn't pursued these policies, we would be looking at another version of what happened in the 1930s.
All right, so for the first time in history, the S&P cut the credit rating, as I said, dumped an A to a AA plus from AAA after the close of trading on Friday, and they said they might slice the ratings another notch over the next 2 years. They're threatening to reduce it even more. So Larry Summers and Tim Geithner, they have hit the ceiling. They're saying that these people are idiots. They have no idea how to add. It's their fault. And, you know, how could they do that? But, you know, the bottom line is the move by the S&P is not solely the only move. And you had Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway. He's like the guru of investing, as all of you know, who said that the downgrade doesn't really make sense. So he's backing them up and saying that why would they come up with this at this point? And it wouldn't tempt them to sell their $40 billion portfolio that they have invested in treasury bonds. And he's trying to do the reassuring thing. Let's go to Al in Canada. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, kid. You know, Tiger Woods should quit wearing red on Sunday. You know, ask any chartered accountant. Red is not a good color in when you're dealing with money, is it?
It is not a good color. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Tiger Woods because his former caddy, Steve Williams, was on the winning end of the event today. So he had a different winning colors as he was there on the bag of Adam Scott.
Yeah, you know, and also, you know, Kate, you're talking about Afghanistan. One of your greatest presidents, one of my heroes, President Harry Truman, he must be pulling his hair out today. It took 4 years. It took 3.5 to 4 years to completely crush Japan. You know, if Obama or George Bush, too, had been president in 1945, you guys would still be involved in a ground war in Japan, for crying out loud. You know, I don't care if they use mosques or if the Taliban use mosques or civilians as protection, as shields, well, that's too bad. But you've got to fight them anyway. If you've got to fight fire with fire. And also, Kate, you know, with regard to China, one quick comment about standards. I don't know why you take any kind of advice on finances from a company named Poor's. we should be taking money from Goldman Sachs or something, or maybe Eddie Money or Roseanne Cash. But, it's, you know, because they downgrade you a little bit. China, you owe close to $1 trillion to China, right?
Right.
And China is screwing North America by flooding us with cheap goods.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. I'll let you go, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Al. Yeah, when it comes to China, here's the problem. The Chinese have the debt swinging over our head. They're not going to cut America out just yet because of the fact that they do export so much of their stuff and make a fast buck on America's back. They're not going to do that at this point. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Definitely going to hit up some lighter fare as we get to the tail end of the hour here on America Tonight. We've got We Can Count, and plus we'll mix in some odds and ends. We're talking about a couple of different things right out of the gate, including the fact, sadly, that the chopper went down and so many were lost in that attack, and details are kind of coming out. I have talked about this before. I've got a pretty good source at the Pentagon, and obviously they have heavy, heavy hearts. Over the weekend, it was tough for many of them because nobody, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, nobody wants to see that happen. And you can't say enough about a military where it's a voluntary situation. And they know when you're a Navy SEAL, you know the risks and these covert operations that they go into some of the more dangerous spots you could ever want to be dropped into. Although this seemed, I would say, not routine, but compared to some of the things that I have heard off the cuff before that SEALs have had to do, they were backing up guys in the middle of a terrible firefight, and they were on a Chinook helicopter. Somebody had the coordinates, basically knew when they were coming in, so they could nail this chopper, and I think knew who was on it, I believe. Or else there's some other explanation for this, and we might not ever hear that. I don't know. Who knows what's going to come out officially on this crash. And it's the people that you feel for, the people left behind, no matter how this comes out. And ultimately, you ask those questions again and again about our involvement in Afghanistan and the wars and in general. And would you, if you had a vote in this, and there will be discussions, I'm certain about it, because there's always the updates and whatnot. And, you know, what's the right play in Afghanistan? Are we in the right direction? You have troops being pulled out by the end of the year, more, another 10,000. 2014 is supposed to be the end of the line, but will it really be the end of the line? Or, in fact, will we find that that's not what happens here? What is the right play after this, after not just because of this, but just as what's been happening in Afghanistan? I think we should have pulled out a long time before this because of some of the charades and some of what I think is the nonsense that we don't know about what's happening in Afghanistan. And just based on listening to what so many of the troops say when they're there and the fact that they know when they go into these villages that, in fact, the snipers are have their sights right on them. And, yeah, they know they're doing that, but you have to win over the people in this country. And the people are uneducated people who are illiterate. So you have a population where 98%, a crazy number, it's not the same as Iraq, where they don't understand, where you, between all the translating and everything else that has to happen, ultimately at the end of the day in these villages, because they are villages for the most part, unless you're in some of the bigger areas like Kabul, and that's where you might also get people who are a little more educated. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what do the people want in Afghanistan? They want to be able to feed their family. They want to be able to just live their lives and have enough to take care of the people that are underneath their roofs. That's what they want. So how easily will it be to swing back in the other direction? And, you know, people will point to the Russians and say, well, remember the situation with Russia where they thought they could go in and poof, that was it. And it didn't work. So now we have this helicopter that goes down in eastern Afghanistan. And you had a whole bunch of people who lost a whole bunch of loved ones in a one swift moment, and there are so many stories, and there's something about personalizing the stories, and trust me, we will do that coming up on our Monday show, and we're in fact going to talk with our terrorism expert too, Jeff Atticott, about how he sees this, and we have been talking about Afghanistan all along, but now what's the repercussions for this, and what does this all mean, and what does this mean for the Navy, what does this mean for the SEALs, and you know, where do you believe you could connect the dots on the information being leaked? Because that information came out somehow. Somehow they had that information. And, yeah, that happens. But was it somebody who was supposedly helping the United States that flipped? Was it one of those situations? You have to ask yourself that, right? Or was there anyone involved that was in the helicopter even? Because remember, you know, ultimately, what is the goal of those who are trying to bring down the NATO troops? What's the goal? And it's to get NATO, get America out of Afghanistan. That's what it is. Also in the mix, too, on the more serious side, we've talked about this. I think Tim Geithner needs to go. But as I said, I'm not jumping on this bandwagon late. I'm not late to the party because, to me, he should have been gone a long time ago. He is part of the problem because he never offers the solutions until it's too late. That's why I call him Tiny Tim. He's screaming. You know how Tiny Tim had that voice when he would sing? His voice shoots up like that when he's yelling, and that's what he does when it's too late. We need people that have solutions. We need people that offer lots of solutions. Whatever happened to plan A, B, and C in the beginning? This is what should have been happening all along. I could go back and I could ask Matt to dig up old shows that I've done, and I guarantee I'm saying the same thing. I'm like a broken record. And this is one show. What are other talk show hosts saying? What are other people, economists, saying? What are half the guests that we've had on that have expertise in some of these areas? What do they say? And we keep coming back to the same thing. Do we need to just have smarter people in Washington? We're not a nation of dummies. We're not. 800-259-5791. Ann in Missouri. Hello.
And it's Ann. Yeah. I guess I must have been sound asleep last week when I called because I accidentally gave you the wrong name.
Oh, that's okay. No one knows.
My mind went blank tonight.
Are you talking about the troops and the helicopter or about the situation with our downgrade and financially?
I didn't think you were old enough to know Tiny Tim.
Oh, trust me. I know who he is. I've seen old clips from the Mike Douglas show. I've seen clips from that.
Gosh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Man, otherwise I've gone blank for the rest of it.
I understand that happens to me all the time, trust me.
The debt and seal, you know, we've gotten so far under. I knew that China would say something, they would do something. I figured they'd probably call their debt. But instead, they're dictating what we need to cut.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Of the things. I did not, man.
No, you're defense. Right. You're right. Sure, defense has come up, and they're saying that it has to. These got to get they got to get under a certain number, and the number is really low. And Leon Panetta's really worried about it. And then you think
you know it,
and it makes sense because you think of. I'm sorry. Where are we now? We're in Afghanistan. We still have people in Iraq. We have big needs with this budget. And unfortunately, you know, everybody who voted for all these things to move forward, what do you expect? How are you going to do this on the cheap? There is no doing it on the cheap. So,
right.
And the people who suffer are the military. And that's why with the threat with the debt ceiling, if we don't lift it, you know, the military, those veterans are just not going to get their checks. That's ridiculous. You should never dangle that out there. That should have never even come up. I think that's just, you're just treading on sacred ground after all the sacrifice you're asking for all these people that are part of the military to come up with, and then you threaten that. It's just completely unacceptable.
Yeah. What is it out of the bag? You let the...
Cat out of the bag?
Cat out of the bag. I think we let the bees out of the bag.
We did nice. Let the bees out of the bag. You have a good one, certainly. So what does it mean? What are the effects of the Standard & Poor's downgrade of the AAA credit rating? Never happened before in our history. What will we see? I think it may take a while for it to play out, but we're going to feel the effects probably right away on the markets, on the foreign markets and the Asian markets. They already have felt that. We can count coming up around the bend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Of We Can Count, and topping We Can Count, Texas Governor Rick Perry may run for president. A lot of people are talking about that, trying to goad him in, not goad him, pushing him into doing it. And he says he's trying to figure out whether or not he wants to do it. He, in Houston, wowed the crowd, a seven-hour prayer rally in a football stadium. Yeah, where the Houston Texans play. 25,000 people were at the event called The Response. It was part prayer service, part Christian rock concert, part kind of a pep rally for Jesus, if you will. That's what they were calling it. And Perry, who's might be doing the 2012 thing, didn't really say anything about politics. He did a 10-minute speech and even read from the scripture. And did have a funny line. He said that God is wise enough not to be affiliated with any political party. And he said that his agenda was not a political agenda, but that it was a salvation agenda. So he read a bunch of scripture. He laid out concerns about the state of the country. Not running. And said his heart breaks for America. There's discord at home. There's fear in the marketplace. Anger in the halls of government. He did during this moment that he was taking the stage, he asked for a prayer for the people who were killed in the helicopter crash in Afghanistan, you know, all the SEALs, et cetera, and the others that were in the chopper at the time, and, you know, said that, asked the thousands that were there to pray for the man that he might hope to replace in the White House. So it did get a little political. President Obama saying, in difficult times, we pray for our president, that you would impart your wisdom upon him, that you would guard his family. Interesting. Well, the crowd, like I said, the crowd certainly was not disappointed in Rick Perry. 25,000, that's pretty good turnout for what I said was billed as the response. Crazy things are happening in London. They have had a couple of days of massive eruption of police versus the rioters. And they even had to deploy extra police on Sunday. They had massive violence on Saturday in North London. And what happened was, I even saw a few frames of this on one of the evening news, maybe over the weekend, probably on Sunday night I saw it. And there was a protest that was a kind of a peaceful protest, it started out as, against the killing of a 29-year-old man. And it ended up becoming a full-on rampage where you had a double-decker bus that was torched. You had patrol cars ripped apart. You had the trashing of a shopping mall. You had cars that were vandalized. You had hundreds of people that were on the streets that were looting stores, pharmacies, grocery stores, whatever. It was pretty bad, especially because buildings were set on fire. And that double-decker bus, like I said, was huge. 26 police officers had injuries, most of them minor. They made 55 arrests, and that included a couple on Sunday. Most of the arrests were for burglary and other things like violent disorder, robbery, theft, the handling of stolen goods, all that kind of stuff. And so, of course, in this era of social networking, the websites just exploded with all kinds of rumors of other riots that were starting and other things that were happening in the city. And now this violence, of course, London is getting ready to host the 2012 Olympic Games. They don't want anything to do with any kind of problems over there, especially in the midst of raising money and building things and all the stuff that you have to do to get ready for the Olympics. Sounds funny that they would even think about that, but that was one of the first things they talked about. It doesn't bode well for London to see this happening. To be more specific, the details that I know or that I've read about is the 29-year-old that I mentioned. This guy's name is Mark Dugan. He was a father of four, and he was gunned down in this what's now being a disputed set of circumstances in this initially peaceful protest, but it got nasty between the police and the 400 to 500 people that had, you know, that were gathered around. Some of the bottles were filled with gasoline that they were throwing at the police lines, and there was makeshift kind of weapons, because remember the whole no guns in England thing. So what's going on there? They had baseball bats and other bars, crowbars and stuff that they were using in this. And, nasty stuff in looking at this. They don't have a lot of details on this Dugan's death. The police initially said that an officer was briefly hospitalized after the shooting, and they're trying to say that there was some kind of exchange of fire. The media in England is saying that a bullet had been found in the officer's police radio, in the officer's police radio, they had that. And now there's an independent commission investigating what happened in this shooting. And they were saying that it's a non-police firearm that was recovered there. So what does that mean? Non-police, so an illegal gun that somebody had, and it wasn't the cops, is what they're trying to say. His family is saying that they're saying there's no way he fired at the police. It's not his gun. He didn't fire. He would never attack the police. It's ridiculous. Where would he get the gun? He didn't have the gun. So I think that there's going to be a bit even more of a brouhaha after this one. And it was bad. It was bad for England. There's no question about that. Because, as I said, of the Olympics, they don't want anything to do with people turning on the tube someplace else where they're getting ready to spend a ton of money to go to England and spend it and feel like they're not safe, that there could be some kind of riots about whatever. We're still into 2011. We're not that close to 2012, but enough that they're afraid of people being scared off, let's say. All right, let's turn to something else, and it would be the movies. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday/Friday morning, and basically you hear about some of the big movies coming up. And I thought that Planet of the Apes would probably do okay. The Planet of the Apes, this new one, because now how many have we had now at this point? If you think of the last one, Tim Burton, remember, did Planet of the Apes, what was it, maybe a decade ago or so. And now this one, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, it cost them $90 million to make it. They took in $54 million, but it was number one at the box office. And this is the first weekend out, so they still have some money to make up. And if you go back to Burton's Planet of the Apes, in their opening weekend, they made $68.5 million. This version has James Franco. It has Frida Pinto's in it too as well, and it's the story of how the apes started to evolve to take over Earth basically from humans. You want to know what number two was? So you go from Planet of the Apes to number two at the box office, the Smurfs, and that was second weekend for them, second one, and Cowboys and Aliens somewhere after that. And then there were some comedies and whatnot, but the comedies didn't do as well as the Planet of the Apes, so people would rather somehow go back to the whole Planet of the Apes thing. Matt, have you seen any of the Planet of the Apes? Did you see Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes? That would be 10 years ago. Did you take someone to go see Planet of the Apes? He's not responding to that. He's like, whatever. No way do I take somebody to go see Planet of the Apes. I take him to go see a chick flick. If you know what you're doing, you probably do take him to something a little bit better than that. But I think there's a curiosity factor there, I guess. So that certainly makes our We Can Count list, because We Can Count, if you've never heard it before, is all about the numbers. And speaking of the numbers, I got to throw this in. Because of the S&P downgrade, what we're seeing in the Asian markets already, they fell on Monday. On Japan's Nikkei, it's down 225. The stock average was down 1.3%. And meanwhile, in Korea, in Seoul, their own market dropped 1.6%. So we're seeing the Asian markets go down, and I think that we'll see that probably across the board. Just so you know, Standard & Poor's downgrade went from a AAA to a AA+. So it is a blow. It is a blow to the economy and how we're perceived, I guess, in other countries, although you look around and who's the last man standing, right? Even the G7 industrial countries issued a joint statement late on Sunday pushing for increased cooperation to attack economic problems and saying that they were committed to taking all the measures you had to have happen to support financial stability and growth. Doesn't that sound like such a BS, nonsense statement? I think it does. We are committed to doing whatever we can to help Europe and everyone else. We're going to do whatever we have to do. Meet you on the flip side.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed. While the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
How reassuring. Wall Street for sure is going to hit the panic button. They did it last week. They'll probably do it again this week. There's definitely some shockwaves we'll feel at least on Monday, maybe Tuesday. It's going to be a wild ride. And Tim Geithner, oh, aren't we pleased? He definitely won't step down from his Treasury post. He's making sure that everybody knows that. And the president's backing him up. I think he's doing a lousy job, but I wouldn't say that all of this is his fault. I'd say he's just the wrong guy from the get-go for the position of the Secretary of the Treasury. We have smarter, bigger, badder brains in this country, and they need to be on display right now. Where's all the geeks that know how to fix the crises? They don't want to deal with the politicians because they can't stand the crap. That's what happens. You talk to somebody in the know, and they say, that's the problem. The clash is there. They don't want to play the spin game. You ask them to look at the numbers and tell you squarely in your face, and you're right there, look you down. They will tell you what has to happen, and that's not what they like in Washington. They don't want that to happen. So they'd rather have the dummies in place. What say you, America? Hang out with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN. You can do that by throwing in your 2 cents on the overnight highway. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, Kate. I put some interesting stuff on your Facebook, America. You can go to Kate Delaney on Facebook. And if you listen to a conversation Kate and I had maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about printing money. And lo and behold, a former Federal Reserve chairman named Alan Greenspan today said, no chance of a default because the U.S. can print money. Unquote. All right.
Of course, I know.
Of course, your dad told you the same thing. Apparently,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's why don't we just print the whole $14-17 trillion, whatever, and start again. And I know the Chinese won't like that, but
they won't like it.
You know, that's one reason Greece isn't such a problem, okay? Because before they had their own money, they could print their way out of these problems.
Right.
But when they gave up the money printing to the Euro community, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't print their way out of these problems anymore. And that's a very big thing that an individual country can do.
Sure.
Well, you know, looking at the futures, we're around negative 200 for the opening tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, I think what Israel went down 7% today.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia was down 5%. So, you know, a lot of people on YouTube have been predicting things, and they're starting to come true. The Chinese, some Chinese editorial said that it's time for international supervision over the issue of U.S. dollars, you know. And all these YouTube people have been saying it's going to start with China, you know, starting to dictate to us what we do. As far as that Chinook thing in Afghanistan, the first Chinooks that the Marine Corps got were in 1962. So that's half a century ago.
Yeah.
You think we might have held on to that design a little bit too long?
If you look up in the James military deal, if you look up and look at equipment, you're right. If you're going back a ways on that, yeah. I mean, it was big and bad in its day, and there was no cover for it. That's also part of the problem, I guess. I'm surprised you have that many guys on that helicopter that are all part of that one unit. I mean, of course, you would say, well, that's what you do. You're moving them around that way. But I'm still kind of surprised by that. And I don't know that we'll hear all the details of it either, Tomas, because I don't think we will.
Well, helicopters are notorious for getting shot down.
Yeah.
They're very slow. I mean, the Chinook does maybe 200 miles an hour, and maybe less if it's fully loaded and flying under duress.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the way warfare is. I mean, you try to get away with as much as you can get away with until the enemy evolves, and then you have to, you know, adapt to that evolution and come out with something better. That's why you try to finish off the enemy as quick as possible. And you had a caller earlier that was saying, you know, if we had taken this long to beat the Germans, we'd probably be speaking German now or still fighting.
Yeah,
and
good point,
and he's true. That's the problem with the way we've been fighting these wars. We've been trying to rebuild nations as we're fighting them and at the same time allowing them to hate us. You know, and guess what? It doesn't work. So
No, I agree with you. How do we let Hamid Karzai say some of the nasty things that he said when he's riddled with corruption anyway and nepotism in his own government? So,
shoot. Well, how can we let them come up with constitutions that say no law shall contradict Islam?
Yeah.
What kind
exactly.
of freedom of religion is that? And our men are dying over there for that?
Right. I agree.
Nah.
I agree with you. We should have been gone from here. This should not have happened. And absolutely 100% right. If you're going to go and kick them in the rear, you got to do it full force. You cannot do these half-assed wars. No.
Well, we'll see what tomorrow might be another war on the financial front, so we'll see what happens there. But I wish you'd bring back that guy, that stock market guy that talks every couple of months. Because he was right on. He said the market would go up, and then it would go down. Who is that guy? Does he have a webpage?
Are you talking about Saul Albom?
I don't know. He comes on once in a while, and maybe you can write something on your Facebook or something.
Yeah, I will. I'll put something on about that. It's probably Saul that you're talking about, because he and I have talked about the markets for a long time. Thanks, Tomas. I've had other people on. The reason I say that is because I've had other people on to talk about the stock market, and for sure we're going to have somebody on that's already in the works. So to go through why do we keep doing the same thing? What's the plan, Jan? How do we at this point pull out of this? What is it that has to happen as fast as possible? I mean, I say the word fast, but nothing is going to happen fast in this one. That's part of the problem. We already know the problem. The problem is that we've allowed ourselves to go so far off the track that it's much harder to correct the situation, much, much harder than if it was a little bit of debt. If we were talking even billions, if we were talking about a trillion compared to the numbers, I mean, the numbers that we're saying, it's not going to happen overnight. No matter what, it's not going to happen overnight. There'd have to be massive pullback. You'd have to immediately cut off the foreign aid, stop the foreign aid. You have to immediately get out of these war situations. You'd have to immediately cut a lot deeper than has been cut with any of the government programs. I mean, immediately. It would be like, okay, here's the deadline, and we've got 3 weeks, and here's what the number we need. Like, really, like companies have to do. You know, people, when you look at corporations, they can be cold and calculating, really super big corporations, because when they decide that their stock holders are going to be furious and their stock is losing money, what do? Usually they dump a lot of employees and some other things so that they can balance their sheet to make it look much better to the stockholders. So they have no problems. They'll just whack people. Even people who have been there for a very long time. In fact, I heard a very cold corporate term where they called people, somebody I know that was in management told me they were calling people in this corporation that was huge, efficiencies. They didn't care who has kids, who has this, who did whatever. They just said, you know, you cut 20 efficiencies to one manager, and they said to another manager, you cut 200 efficiencies. And so on down the line, they didn't care who it was, how they did it, what they did, but just cut them out. That's it. And the bottom line is with us and our budget here, we can't seem to do that. Herschel in Missouri, you have the last word. Go ahead, Herschel.
Well, I wanted to talk a little longer than you're going to give me, though. I had two points. One was I don't think they ought to tell when they're going to pull out the troops, period. They shouldn't be telling people that.
Right, and the exact day? Yeah.
Yeah, the exact day, because all it does is just make them wait and they just honker down, and that's why they get that helicopter shot down.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind talking to you after the break, because I want to talk to you about something else.
All right, Matt gives you the green light on that. Usually we never let anyone double dip, but we did cheat Herschel. He didn't even get a minute. So we're going to let him hang on. If you have any thoughts on the show, remember you can always send them to us at americatonight.net.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.